State Senator Pat Jones is on a crusade to find new money for education that's fair for everyone, saying that all children deserve a quality education and every school in the state needs help. She says it means every resident pulling together to deliver that. Her bill that will be discussed at a legislative interim committee hearing next month would not raise the income tax rate. Rather, it would do away with the tax break, the personal income tax exemption that workers claim for themselves and their dependents. Senator Jones says doing so would mean, on average, a $500 tax hike for the average family. Large families would be the hardest hit since some pay no income tax now. State Representative Craig Powell says he's willing to look at the bill because he's heard from his constituents that the system should be more fair.
When I've talked with constituents over the past few years, it's actually across party lines that this cuts because one of the biggest complaints that I hear in Utah is that people have large families and then they don't end up paying the real cost for their own children. You would be surprised at the numbers of especially senior citizens, conservative, Republican, Democrat, all across the spectrum, who say, can't we at least make people pay in an education system in Utah that is so underfunded? Can't we increase a little bit by making it some sort of user fee? And I think that what Senator Jones is proposing, I am very willing to be open-minded about, like I say, because I think it cuts across party lines that we could get some additional funding by, you know, the people who have the kids more in the school system.
The challenge, he says, will be to get what many think is a tax increase approved.
Part of the problem here is just that this seems to be a tax, and anytime you say tax, there's going to be opposition in the Republican majority. But if people, if we Republicans can see that this is more of a tax shift than it is than any increase in taxes, because obviously we want to have, most of us want to have increased funding for education if it's used in the right and smart way. And she's addressed that as well in the bill. She's trying to direct it directly to schools and not to, you know, bureaucrats, not to the state office. So I think it's a very thoughtful, creative proposal.
Meanwhile, the first school grades from the statewide evaluation program came out last week. He says the idea to grade schools remains controversial.
I have some real concern about the underlying formulas. It is best, obviously, to let parents know as much as they can about their schools. We certainly want to get the best data and information that we can. But what I've learned in studying this over the past 3 years, and I've actually voted both ways on school grading. The very first year, after a lot of thought and angst, I thought I'd give it a try. This year, I actually voted against the bill because I didn't think that the superintendents and districts who know best what this data means were being listened to at the legislature. And so I voted against it this year for the particular version that that has now come out. It's all going to be the devil in the details.
When the rest of the data about how the grades were arrived at comes out at the end of the month, he says he'll be able to see what's behind them. But with speculation that the grading system has ulterior motives is something he says he won't support.
There is a perception out there that many of those who are in favor of privatizing, in favor of vouchers, are simply pushing this as a way to make public schools look worse and then to have some excuse to implement some sort of privatized system. And, you know, if this is going to be a way to help our public schools and it's going to provide good data and information to parents and teachers, then I'm in favor of it. If not, if it's for another purpose, then I think that we probably need to shift away from it. So it's going to all play out here in, I think, just the next year or two.
Finally, he says, even with news that federal investigators won't charge Utah Attorney John Swallow with any crime, the state will continue its investigation, and impeachment, he says, is still a possibility.
Impeachment is a political process. It's almost a purely political process. It's true there does have to be conduct that is way outside the scope of a normal official's duties, but you can have conduct that is improper in the minds of the public that might not necessarily be for one reason or another prosecuted by the federal government that can constitute an impeachable offense. From everything that I've heard from our investigative committee, the investigation is going to go forward. We're going to find out the data and the details, which we don't have because, unfortunately, there's not any reports from the law enforcement agencies. And so we're going to have investigation will continue. I hope that by the beginning of the legislative session in mid-January that we actually have good findings and we'll be able to make a decision on whether we're going to proceed with impeachment or not.
That's State Representative Craig Powell. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.